Thank you so much, and welcome everyone. I'm not going to go into any lengthy remarks. What needed to be said and stated for the purposes of why we're doing this event has been elaborated upon by the Director General and also the President of the CD. I just want to, at the outset, also recognize the presence of the President of the Conference on Disarmament, Ambassador Dudesh. We're very pleased to have you with us today. And also my colleague Renata Dwan from UNIDIR, who I will be co-hosting or co-leading, facilitating this discussion today with. Also, before we get kicking off, you know, I also want to recognize the presence of my entire team in ODA, including those helping to put this together, Aida Bahrami, Miyoko Nike here, and also Ingrid Beatrice Mucano, who sits down here, who's helping to sort of bring all this together, including the chairman's summary that the Director General just referred to. So without further ado, you all got the invitation from us, and just to outline what are the two main objectives of what we're doing this. And we wrote to you to increase participants and to all of you understanding of the synergies and the complex interplay between science, technology, and international peace and security measures. You heard that the SG is writing a report on this that will be submitted to the General Assembly, where we also elaborate on some of these considerations that needs to be done. And as you all know, there are several parallel efforts, both within the UN, but also in the various member state bodies, looking at these issues in more depth. So the discussion is really picking up, but we're not there yet. And we desperately have to build that literacy and that insight into this issues, and that's one of the core aims of today's discussion. The other objective is to really hone in on emphasize the importance of involving this broadening spectres of knowledge outside of the formal bodies of the UN and also non-UN bodies and conventions and conferences. So we're really trying to also exemplify by the very competent but also wide, diverse cast of panelists today that, you know, this knowledge exists maybe also outside of where we would typically look and not to be completely siloed in our own discussion on just, you know, disarmament proper as we used to know it, but also looking ahead, because there's increasing intersection between, for example, what's happening in the research academia side, the commercial side, with the considerations that you also have to make and to really emphasize on when you are in multilateral discussions on this. So those are sort of to set up the expectations, what's going to come out of it in terms of the session flow. I will be going back and forth, you know, to panelists. I will be asking them questions. I will be bringing you guys in. So if you have questions, if you want to follow up, you raise your hand. I will take note of it, and then I will weave you in. So we're not going to do formal Q&As. We're going to make it much more interactive. So I hope you will find comfort with that format. No statements, but questions and comments and insights will be most welcome. We're also going to have virtual participation. So we're going to be working with a mixed format. So just be a little bit patient, you know, if we have to sort of play a little bit around with that, you know, trying to make the connections right and not have people drop out on us. So the discussion this morning will continue in the afternoon. So it's not going to be a breach. And the panelists this morning will also come in later in the day. And we will sort of weave that into discussion to be had this afternoon. And please tweet. We have put our stuff up on both CD Secretariat and all of our other Twitter platforms. So bring out the good word that we have these discussions and also share impressions from it. This is an informal meeting and feel free to tweet what you want. So we're going to kick off by asking some questions to Professor Francois Gray. He's a physicist with a background in nanotechnology, whose work is currently focused on citizen science. He's a passionate for citizen science, and he will tell us shortly what that actually means. He's also director of digital strategy at the University of Geneva and director of the Geneva Xinhua Initiative, which is a collaboration between the University of Geneva and Xinhua in China. And he's actually calling in from China right now, so we are incredibly grateful for him putting aside his time for us. So welcome, Francois Gray, to this discussion. And I'm going to kick off by asking you a question on citizen science, which obviously is important in widening the stakeholder value in guiding emerging technologies and how it can better involve public in all of this. So can you elaborate and also take us through some of the risks you identified, including the importance, but also the vulnerabilities posed by these communities and social engagement platforms? Could you hear my question, François? I just want to make sure the connection works. François? The control room, do we have connection with François?
On my side, the connection is